Okay, Gene, that's very clear. I think we got you pretty well nailed down. And you're pretty close to the planned landing site.
Yeah, I think it's very close to our planned landing site, and I'm anxious to see where Poppy is, because I think what I said earlier is true.
Okay, that's all the questions now. Enjoy your dinner.
Houston, I have calmed down, but be advised that our dinner is corn chowder.
Roger.
He went to Captain's Mastery at the other day.
Marty, Houston, 17, how do you read, or Challenger, or whoever we are?
Whoever you are, you're loud and clear.
I took the binocs and looked at some large boulders at our 12 o'clock position. They're probably on the order of a half meter to 2 meters, buried, but without strong fillings. And most of them that I could see had the same model, light gray and medium gray texture. And it looked like there's a lineation in it. And whatever the modeling is, it's on a grain size or fragment size of for a few centimeters. And it looks as if it's very uniform in that modeling. That is, there's one fragment size.
Okay.
There are a few near one crater out at 12 o'clock. Dark gray rock that may be glass coated. Matter of fact, one of them looks like it's right at the rim and might have been part of a projectile that made the crater.
Roger.
The large boulder that I mentioned at several meters in diameter, I'm not even sure it's a boulder. It does have a well-developed fillet. It's highly fractured. It looks like the fractures generally are north-south. At least we can't see end-on into the fractures. And it's too far away to be sure, but it looks like it's modeled also. Although there did appear in the binocular to be a more heterogeneous modeling, it might be a breccia.
Okay.
That boulder ought to be fairly close to the outset site.
Roger.
Gordo, reference to these boulders, everywhere I can see out of my left window and out ahead of me, and referring to that boulder Jack's talking about, which is just a little bit on my side at 12 o'clock, it appears that the dark mantle and silicate and for the most part covered, or has covered part of, or is on top of some of the crevices and the crannies in the boulders themselves. With the exception of, well, I'll take that back, even a very small one. I'd say from a population point of view, boulders of the size Jack's talking about that are visible through the surface anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 meters, a very small percentage, but when you look at them at our level, it looks like they're quite populous. I'd say there's maybe about 25 of them in view between myself and where the horizon falls off down away from us towards the south of the sea. The area back towards Station 1, at least the other side of Triton, looks like it's more heavily strewn with some of these filleted and partially mantled large fragments.
Roger, Gene.
And to say that there is a boulder as such actually sitting on the surface, I really can't find one, unless they're around some of these very small and possibly younger craters. But I think for the most part, everything is somewhat mantled.
Okay.
Gordy, I think maybe the predictions of a fairly thin regolith were good. I have a crater at about, 130 feet. It looks like it's not more than a meter deep. It's very fresh, has a bright halo around it, and it's very rocky in its interior and has some rocks that are at least 10 or 20 centimeters diameter on the rim. It looks like it penetrated into some much rockier substrate than what we're seeing on the surface. The surface itself looks like a, probably 15% fragments greater than half a centimeter.
Okay, Jack.
I don't see any general size. I don't see any general size sorting. I do have a crater out here that's maybe a meter in diameter, that fairly fresh, although not bright halo, that has not penetrated to blocky material. And it looks like that the saturation crater size is very small in the area we can see. That is, there don't seem to be any old or very subdued craters. Let me think about how to put that again. They're obviously saturated with craters a few centimeters in diameter. But when you get bigger than that, there seems to be more of a clear distribution rather than a saturation.
Okay.
Gordy, let me give you a quick far horizon. 12 o'clock, I've got Family Mountain. It's in South Nassif, our replica. From their plane form where I am, from where I am, except that Family Mountain is much more symmetrical and rounds off to a very more definite peak. The South Massif, in turn, has got a high plateau, a high flat peak on top. My far horizon then at 12 o'clock from about 12 to 11:30 is dominated by Family Mountain. It's Well, I hate to use the word anorthosite without getting out of the spacecraft, but it sure is white. It sure is white, but it's varied shades of white with sort of a tendency on its southern or southeastern slope to sort of be marble caked with a darker material, much the same color as the mantle that we've landed on. The Family Mountain disappears just about at the level of the rim of Camelot on my far horizon, and just in front of it starts out. That's at about 11 o'clock. It just there is where the South Massif starts up very abruptly. I'd say, I'll try not to overestimate, but certainly 30 degrees. I'd say. Very abruptly to a very impressive altitude. I know I was at 13,000 when I said I was at their level, but it sure looked it from there. It plateaus off from about 10:30
to about 9:30, and then it starts sloping back down towards the east at about the same angle, very symmetrical. There are several places where you can see what appear to be outcrops. I say several, about a dozen anyway, where you can see relatively large areas of outcrop on the South Massif. That outcrop is a of a darker gray color than the white gray of the Massif itself. The one most dominant outcrop is right at the change in slope to the west, where it goes up slope and then plateaus off, and there's a definite outcrop, and you can see several boulders on all levels of the Massif that have come apparently from outcrops, and I feel certain we'll be able to get to some of those that have come all the way down. South Massif 2 is a appears to be in areas marbly caked dirty, such as if it was sprinkled with a dirtier or darker covering, and that covering is more evident as it slopes back here towards the east. As the far horizon now, I can see South Massif all the way to 9 o'clock. But then behind it, there's just a little red loaf type dome of a much darker, much more hummocky mound back there. Relatively big. It's probably from where I stand at least 10% the size of the Massif, the South Massif, gray in texture. There appear to be some lineations running, well, as I'm looking at them, they're dipping down into the west at about 20 degrees, but that may be a sun angle problem. But they're definitely there. And then contrasting that is Bear Mountain. Which is also a much darker gray, much different than the Massif from where I stand. Much more hummocky surface appears to be what I would expect the sculptured hills to be like. One other thing about the South Massif is that as I look at it at about 9:30 to 10:30, there's a little knob of the South Massif that sort of all flow towards the east or slightly towards the northeast. That's the one that tends to be a little bit more heavily covered with the darker dusty material.
Challenger, Houston, over.
There are... Go ahead.
Okay, we're about 12, 13 minutes behind the timeline for starting cabin preps. And back room... is enjoying your descriptions, but we think we'd rather you press on with the preps and get ready to get out for a really good view. Over.
Okay, Gordy, we're doing this in Eaton, too. We're trying to do them both at the same time, and we are pressing. Just want to say one other thing about the Massif. I can see a couple places where craters have penetrated, very small craters, have penetrated the Massif, craters maybe a meter or two in size, some 5 meters, and there's a lot of rock debris around them, which tends to believe that there's very little, if any, soft covering on that Massif.
Roger.
Sorry, just a couple more words about the... North Massif, it looks like a good distribution of boulder tracks. Many of the boulders are accessible. They are, the tracks can be traced up at least to mid-slope. That's at my 3 o'clock position. And occasionally at that mid-slope position, particularly northwest of Hinson, you can see abundant boulders suggestive of outcrops. That's something that we had missed on the pre-mission photos, and it isn't as abundant as on the South Massif, but there are apparent ledge formers about mid-slope.
Yeah, let's make two. I don't know. I've had a lot of work. How that did me one. Give me that control away. Okay, Gordy, there's also a few very bright sparkles from the surface. Not abundant, but a few. Well, let me, I need you.
Challenger Houston, I'm going to hand you over to the good Dr. Parker here. Have a good trip outside there.
Gordy, thank you. You do outstanding work, and we sure do appreciate it, babe.
My pleasure.